In terms of the security, I think because of the political instability also, we also have security instability. Al-Shabaab is more emboldened now because they know they can take advantage and capitalize the political stalemate in the country. So Al-Shabaab has been very active. 2 days ago, they have killed about 19 civilians on the road between Balad and Johar. And they continue to do the BDIED on the road. So the security situation in the country is escalating. In addition to that, there are political instability in the country where the president, whose mandate has expired, continues to stay in power. The opposition is vying to form a parallel government. The chief of the police of the Banade region has been sacked because he stood by with the opposition by saying that the same extension is illegitimate. So all this, when we look, the security situation in the country is not getting better. It's actually getting worse each passing day.
As you know, the parliament voted to extend the president's term. How true are these reports that the opposition may be planning a parallel government? I'm sure you probably saw a piece done by the International Crisis Group. The International Crisis Group is calling on the international community to do more in resolving this current standoff in Somalia, perhaps suggesting the resumption of talks, perhaps those talks led by the African Union Political Affairs and Peace and Security. What do you make of this suggestion of resuming talks in Somalia?
The only two options that are left for the current president is either to go back to the negotiating table and continue the discussions on the electoral process with the opposition. However, the international community has also called for the parties to go to the table as well. They have called also the term extension of the president and the parliament illegitimate. And they have made clear that they will take measures, including individual sanctions against some of the major players, particularly the Speaker of the House, the Deputy Speakers of the House, who have been the ones that led the process of the extension. So there will be some sanctions. And unless the international community is very serious and take these measures, I think nothing will change and the country will go down into a renewed conflict, a clan conflict. And that is what the International Crisis Group are warning against.
It's always very nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.